My dear friends, if we speak in terms of politics or religion, there was a huge division between Jews and pagans in the first century. And it was a matter of mutual despise. They truly looked down to each other, and they had reasons on every side. The Jews thinking of the high standards of their law, and the pagans thinking of the wisdom of his thinkers and the greatness of their empires, at that time the Roman Empire mainly. This was a big barrier. And in the first chapters of his letter to the Romans, St. Paul was telling both of them, you too need God's grace. You too need God's forgiveness. If you are a pagan, if you have a pagan background, just see what kind of world you have. See what you are doing. See how shameful is the way of life you are living. If you are a Jew, there is no reason for pride, because you accuse the others, but you yourself are full of greed and impurity and lies and envy and so forth. The main purpose of all these reflections at the beginning of this letter was just telling everybody, we all need God. And that's exactly the same message we pick up today in the 7th chapter of this letter. I know that good does not dwell in me. This me is each one of us. Each one of us can repeat what the apostle is saying. I know that good does not dwell in me. Admittedly, I have the capacity of knowing what is good. I have the capacity of recognizing what is evil. But I find myself powerless in choosing consistently what is good. And that is weakness. And that is the true human weakness. And something must be done. But none of us is able to do anything really, really powerful to overcome the situation. Now, there has come a big breakthrough, and the origin of this real progress is in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus' sacrifice is the breakthrough we were in need. If we all could ask, who will deliver me from this mortal body? We all can repeat with the apostle, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So this 7th chapter is telling the same story, but now not in terms of the division between Jews and pagans, but in terms of the internal division, the inmost division we experienced, which is knowing what is good, but not performing what is good. That is the internal, the painful division that really breaks apart completely our lives. There is a solution. And the solution deserves the name of good news. The solution is faith in the absolute effectiveness of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And that's all the purpose of this letter. That we accept that we are in need, and that we accept that the Lord has provided a true solution, a real and permanent answer to our need, and that came to our life through Jesus Christ, whom we confess as our Savior and Lord. Amen.